Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Stephen Gaffney. JustBeHonest.com is his website. He's the author of that a book of that very name. Also, Honesty Works. Also, Honesty Sells. You're starting to get the picture. He's into honesty. He's one of the world's experts on helping people understand that it's not as intuitive and as automatic and as productive as you think. And so we need to spend a little more time focusing on it, which we're doing right now. Stephen, thank you for being here and for 12 great years of supporting all that we do. We're talking about three key questions to ask yourself and your organization. The last segment, we talked about asking yourself if when your people meet, when you get together to talk about the business, is there a healthy debate? And Stephen, you were talking about the three, and I said toward the end we were talking about, but one of the problems small businesses have is that we don't provide the venue or the time or the regularity of those kinds of meetings where debate can happen, where everybody can hear. And you were talking about three kinds of meetings you were going to tell us about?
Yes, so. And this is true with any size of any business, because even in my business, we have these three types of meetings. First is a daily huddle. Basically, that's to take care of any immediate situations and to allow for the worst kind of meetings in the world called got-a-minute meetings. Because got-a-minute meetings are never a minute, they're never 5 minutes, they're never half an hour, and they're a huge waste of time. So, and they cause a tremendous amount of interruption in our day. So we want to have daily huddles. And if not daily, then every other day. But it's just to take care of immediate needs. Second type of meeting is a weekly meeting. And that's to take care of a little bit more on the strategic side, although it's not a strategic meeting, and that's to take care of, you know, the weekly type of issue. Some organizations can get away with bi-weekly meetings, in other words, every other week, but the problem with that is if you have somebody who misses a meeting on a bi-weekly situation, that means they're back to every month, and that creates a lot of disconnect. Third type of meeting, and this is the biggest one that most organizations don't have, and that is a strategic meeting. A strategic meeting is you look at only strategic issues. That's where you craft out about a half day, maybe even a day, but you're looking at strategic issues and problems. The problem is that we mix these types of issues, especially a strategic situation, in a weekly, and then people hate the weekly meetings because they go on and on and on. So you want to have strategic meetings, weekly meetings, and daily type of huddles.
Well, I'm glad you pointed that out. And folks, this is important. I mean, I've seen a lot of small businesses that go years without any of these meetings. And they just walk down the hall, and as they pass each other, they go, yeah, 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 at each other, you know, and then they think they're meeting. So let's get back to this next question here. How are people proactively sharing ideas and suggestions? This is a question to ask yourself. Are your people doing that, right? Why is this important?
Yeah, so the key is, do we have unsolicited ideas in our life? That's the second key question. Essentially, what we're talking about, and what I'm meaning by this is that people, without you asking, will come up to you and say, "Hey, Jim, you know, I was thinking about you the other day, and I had an idea for you." Often, people don't have very honest, open relationships, and people don't feel like they can contribute ideas because they'll say, "Well, you know what? If they wanted help, they would ask for it." But again, the problem is we all suffer from blind spots, and we don't know the brilliance around the people around us. And so we want to be in an environment and have a situation, even at home, where people will say and think about us and give us ideas.
Right.
So the key question is,
and this is good, Stephen. Where you know you're doing good with this, I think, is when your delivery manager says, "Hey, boss, I've been thinking about how to reroute these trucks."
Absolutely. That's a terrific situation, and that's what we want, Jim.
And when I have an employee come to me with that kind of thing, their stock goes way up. Even if I don't idea, the fact that they took the initiative, and I'm going to give my and I'll give and give yourself a pat on the back because you created an environment where they thought they could come to you with something like that.
Yes, yeah, so and here's the thing. You know what? They've done a lot of research. What creates an environment that makes it so that people want to give ideas? The number one way to motivate people to give ideas is to show a track record that you'll use their idea.
Mm-hmm.
And many organizations and many relationships, people go, well, thank you for sharing. Or they say, oh, that's a really good idea, but they never move on any idea. So we're not going to move on every idea, but the key is, do we show a track record of where we're
right.
moving
right.
on ideas? And that's what we need to show people, and then they will give ideas.
And then the third question, this is a good one.
Yeah, and this is my favorite, especially during this holiday season, is unprompted appreciation. This is where, in a relationship, team or organization, how often are people appreciating and saying nice things to each other? So many environments, it's just a criticism, 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 and there's not unprompted appreciation. That's where the person says, hey, you know, I just want you to know I really appreciate you in my life. I want you to know that I really appreciate what you did. You know one of the best things you can do during this holiday season, and it's free, is give somebody a note of lessons you've learned by having them in your life. Lessons you've learned by having them in your life. Things that you really appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
That's the nicest gift you can give somebody, especially during this holiday season.
Yeah. And you might, and you know what? If all that's a little too heavy for you, how about good job? How about a pat on the back and just say good job? Start there, if nothing else. Hey, Stephen, I need the website quickly one more time.
Yes, justbehonest.com, justbehonest.com.
Hey, Stephen, good job today. Come back soon.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Stephen Gaffney, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
I'm lonely, but no one can tell.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.